Joining us now in our studios, we have a couple of folks from the Northfield Public Library. Now, I'm not sure if they're here representing the library or the Hispanic Heritage Celebration, or probably both, but we have Angelica Linder with us and also Lori Cadet. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, and we are representing both.
Both, yes. All right. The library has been working on, we should start off by saying Hispanic Heritage Month starts tomorrow, and there's a big event coming up Saturday that we're going to be telling you about in just a moment or so. But let's talk about the library and their involvement in this. The library, you see pretty much everybody in Northfield, a wide selection, a wide variety of people from different backgrounds and different interests in Northfield. And it does seem kind of natural that the library is spearheading this whole thing. And it seems like it's been, while a lot of work for you two, a labor of love. I should say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit. You know, you do have a lot of different people in the library that come in and go, and a lot of them are of Hispanic heritage. Is this something that you've been, that they've been calling for, that you've been working on? Where does this all spring out of?
Yes. Well, this started 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and just it came with the need to show our diversity with our community here in Northfield, our culture. And it was the opportunity that we have the national, you know, month of Hispanic Heritage Celebration to do something. And that's how it started, with an idea of showing, let's see how many, you know, people from other countries we have here in Northfield, and we have people from Spain, Mexico, Colombia, Puerto Rico, and we have people from Cuba. And then we're like, okay, let's take the advantage of Hispanic Heritage Celebration and like, create something and mm-hmm. show that diversity with, you know, dances or culture, food, gastronomy, anything, no? So that's how it started 5 years ago. And I'm going to give you a little bit of the history of how it started.
Please,
no?
Yeah.
5 years ago, we decided to close the street in front of the library, and it was a small program. But the acceptance of the event was so big that it changed over the years. And the library gave the opportunity for everyone, not just from the Latino community, to really be able to feel themselves at home and open to their own culture and learn more about themselves as well through their, you know, through the heritage. So 5 years ago, we have like 450 people right in front of the library. And then it grew from there to more than 1,000 people. Then, of course, pandemic came, so that was a virtual. But last year, we were able to move to Central Park because as we saw, the event was growing and growing. And last year, we have around 2,400, Lori? Mm-hmm. Yes, people coming to the park. And we are doing it again there at Central Park this Saturday, September 17th, from 11 to 6 p.m.
Boy, that's pretty impressive. 2,400 mm-hmm. people, that's over 10% of the population, moving towards 15% of the population. Let's just talk about what is going on this year. Let's start with Saturday, the celebration. Yes. What's going on Saturday? What are some of the events and things that will be happening?
Oh my gosh, you guys ready?
I'm
just going to talk a little bit of the diversity of the music and the performances. So it's traditional dances from Colombia, traditional dances from Ecuador. And we have Calpulioling Ayacatzli, that is the Azteca dance group from Northfield. And we have Awe Runacuna, that's from Ecuador, that's the dance, traditional dances from Ecuador. And we also included this year samba because that's the controversy with Hispanic Heritage Celebration, Brazil, even though it's in South America, but as everyone knows, they speak Portuguese. But it's like we included, we're not included, and then this year we decided to include. So we have samba, traditional, you know, dances there. And then the music, we'll have mariachis, we have an artist who is coming from Texas, Aldo Tributo is his name, and he plays the accordion. So the music that he plays is called Vallenato, but it's the type of music that has spread all through South America and Central America. And we're going to close in our event with Los Chicos B. That's a local band as well. I think that's everything. Oh, I don't want to forget. Last year, there was a group of mom who decided to start a dance group with their kids from Guatemala. So we are going to have, for the first time, a Guatemala dance performance from a group of kids here from Northfield. So I'm looking forward to all of those performances.
There's going to be a lot of music and a lot of dancing, a lot of performing. And is there going to be a stage set up?
We do. So in Central Park, we're going to have the Showmobile.
Mm-hmm.
So this event is not just like a library event. He has become a community event.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the Showmobile. So the city of Northfield, of course, is you know, behind us with all of this programming. And
Yep. And we can say this year, too, that we are really excited that we received a very nice grant from the Minnesota State's Arts Board that helped fund all of the entertainment and then all of the other things that go into putting on a big event. And as Angelica said, the city is very supportive, and it's a community event. So they help the Friends and Foundation of the Library, the colleges, and then many other community partners have either donated money or their time or something else. Like Culligan has donated some water coolers this year. Guth Electric is donating a couple generators to use. So I know there's a lot of things. And then there'll be many community partners that people can stop by and visit, from HCI, Northfield Shares, Community Resource Bank, 50 North, and lots more. Those folks just will have tables at the event.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're shopping. So we have lots of vendors this year.
Yeah, vendors. Okay,
yeah.
Do some shopping, homemade or handcrafted wares.
Yep, representing many countries, and it's a variety of crafts, home goods, and more. And I know we talked about there's someone from Brazil, Venezuela, Mexico, so lots of different things there to check out.
What about food?
Oh, are you hungry?
Yeah.
Every time they ask me about food, just to think about what we're going to have the day of the event, it makes me hungry. So we are going to have two food trucks. We got El Jefe with Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, for the first time, pupusas, that is from Salvadorian food. We're going to have local food vendors from Dominican Republic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
República Dominicana, Colombia, and also we're going to have desserts, and we're going to have a local restaurant, Coco's, as well, selling food and treats and everything. So you got from Mexico, Colombia, Salvador, and República Dominicana, representing four different countries, so you can just have breakfast, lunch, dinner there at the event.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, you have mentioned when you're talking about the music, about the dancing, about the food, I don't know how many different countries and regions that you have mentioned already, but sometimes we think, you know, Northfield does have a predominantly Mexican-based Hispanic community, but it's certainly not limited to
mm-hmm.
that. We have people really from all over.
Yeah, we have a big community as well from Guatemala,
mm-hmm.
Honduras, Nicaragua, and Colombia is growing here. So it's just, you know, the Latino community is not just from Mexico, here in Northfield,
mm-hmm.
but we have other little groups from other countries. So, yeah, our event, one of the main ideas is to highlight all of the diversity we have with the little Northfield, but also show out high quality performances. So people don't need to go to the cities or go to another country to experience a traditional Colombian dance or a dance representing Ecuador. You know, you're going to have it right here in your backyard. And this event is to bring the whole community together. You know, there is a lot of people who have traveled in other countries, and they might have gone to Peru or Ecuador or Spain, and then they miss the food, or Salvador, and maybe they want to have some pupusas at the event. And it's like, where other places you can have that? this
all
Saturday.
In one
so,
place.
Yes, one in one place.
And exactly. You can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and maybe a couple of snacks in between.
And beer.
And
so,
beer. Yep. I was going to say, and beer.
I was going to ask you about that. That's next on my list. I noticed beer, and you've got, I noticed Eminent Brewing is one of your sponsors for this. Do those two, I'm presuming they go hand in hand.
Yeah. Well, you know, Eminent is going to brew a special beer for the event, and the name is Vaya con Dios, the beer. So, you know, just be prepared for a really good beer. But for our countries, beers is like a very traditional, refreshing beverage, I will say. It's not like, at least in my country, I'm from Colombia, so I will talk about Colombia, is we got a beer, you know, like, you know, on a Saturday afternoon when it's so hot, you just, you know, open a can of beer and you drink it and, you know, and you mix it with the other stuff and whatever. But beer for us is also kind of like an easy beverage. So having that at the event and having Eminent brewing something similar or the flavors or whatever from South America, I think that's kind of cool.
We'll yeah, see. I think so as well. And they do a great job of brewing, so I'm sure they'll make a wonderful, tasty beer, no doubt about it. Once again, we're talking about Hispanic Heritage Month, which begins tomorrow, and in particular, the Northfields Celebration, which is this coming Saturday. It's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's at Central Park, and we're talking about some of the things that people can expect to see there. And it's... So far, it's about everything, but is there anything that we've missed about Saturday that you would like to bring up?
Well, you know, it's like a family event, right? So we have to remind people that we're going to have kids' activities. But one of the main things for kids that day will be a puppet show, a bilingual puppet show at 11 a.m. And then we're going to have as well, well, I should say the name of the group is Little Coyote Puppet Theater, and the Martina de Cockroach and Pérez de Mouse is what they're going to do at the puppet show. But for the first time, we're going to have ASL interpret for that particular program. And we're going to have other kids' activity. The Art Guild is you know, supporting us as well. We have a professor, a physics professor from St. Olaf, who's going to be doing some physics activities or giving some kits for kids to explore that area. We have face painting, craft. The tap from the library will do some activities as well. So the YMCA, the Soccer Association, we're going to have a rug wall that is being sponsored by the Army. So, you know. There's a lot.
There is a lot going on. I like that theater featuring a coyote, a mouse, and a cockroach.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Have you ever seen a puppet show or when you were little?
Yeah, I have seen puppet shows.
Or like, it's like, it's one of those things that is, it's been for forever. If you think about like Pinocchio, you know, it's like that. It just brought me back childhood memories. Yeah. But I remember on the street, there will be people with the little improv puppeteers. And I think it's something magical about the puppets. And I don't think we see it anywhere.
No,
right?
It really has been a art form that has, at least in America anyway, has not been as prevalent as it once was. I recall as a child, there were, you know, children's TV shows that featured puppets and marionettes and such. It was... Of course, not recently. It's been a while back, but it is really an ancient craft and art form.
Yes.
And it's good to see it alive. It's always, it has kind of a hypnotizing, I mean, you seem, once they start to move around, it's like you can't take your eyes off of them at that
point.
Yes, and
the story, and it's not just for the kids. Like I said, well, we had it as a couple years. We recorded one of the performances, and it was like we were memorized by it, even though it's just for kids or whatever. Oh, we feel like it's for kids, but it's really for everyone. And it's a bilingual story. So, you know, we have in this community kids already having been bilingual, learning Spanish at school or like learning Spanish from home. So what a good opportunity to be able to, you know, listen both languages and in art form with puppets. I mean, yeah, it cannot get better than that.
Maybe your kids can translate.
For you. Well, or sometimes parents will be surprised, you know, like, oh, I understood that, even though they probably have learned Spanish when they were in high school or whatever. So anyway.
let's move on from that and talk about it is Hispanic Heritage Month. So this is one event. It's the month starts off tomorrow. I don't know if either one of you can talk a whole lot about what's planned after tomorrow, if you've been involved in those activities or not, but I would imagine the library is probably doing some additional things throughout the month.
Yes. So, well, this year, the main focus has been the festival on Saturday. But on September 30th, we're going to have a grand opening, a photo exhibit with a Mexican photographer, Xavier Tavara. He's a professor at Carleton, and he did a project, a photography project with the Latino community, and we're going to have the portraits on a big scale exhibit around the library. And then we're going to do a grand opening on September 30th with the photographer, with Xavier Tavera. And we have another event just showing an outdoor movie on September 23rd. And then for the Day of the Dead, we're going to have like some workshop to teach people how to make alebrijes. I don't know if you watched the movie Cocos, and then in the movie they have these magical creatures they call alebrijes, and kids and families are going to come on a Saturday and do a workshop to learn and make their own alebrijes with this group who is going to do the puppet show. So,
all right. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a month full of activities. And, of course, for more information on any of this, you can refer to the library's website.
Yes, yeah, correct.
Is it MyMPL?
Come on. You remember.
Yeah, I just Google it. You know,
MyNPL.org.
There we have it.
MyNPL.org.
Very good. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about with the celebration or Hispanic Heritage Month?
We're just hoping to see a lot of folks come out on Saturday. There'll be something for everyone.
And, you know, you can come at 9:30 a.m. to warm up for the day with some Zumba. So we're going to have a Zumba instructor starting at 9:30 a.m. while everyone is setting up. We're going to have some live music, some Zumba. And I know you're going to be there in the first row.
I know.
With the exercising and doing some Zumba. So that's how it's going to be like the warm up for starting the date.
I'll wear my special Zumba outfit.
Yes.
I have set aside for that.
Bright tennis shoes and bright leggings. Neon color leggings.
Yeah, it's all that. That whole 80s thing I got going
yes.
on.
Yes.
Anelga, Lori, thank you so much for coming in today. You've done a wonderful job on the interview today, and I'm sure you've done even better job on the planning for the Hispanic Heritage Celebration.
Thank
coming
you.
Up Saturday, Central Park, 11 to 6. Thanks again.
Thank you.
That's Angelica Linder and Lori Cadet from Northfield Public Library with once again, Hispanic Heritage Month going on at the library and really going on all over everywhere for the next month. We've got Rich standing by. One last look at local news after MNN, which is next.
The team at Witt Brothers Auto Care would like to thank Northfield and the surrounding communities for naming them 2022's Best Auto Repair Shop. Stop down to